It's Tuesday, the 23rd of April, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. The Namibian Competition Commission has accused the Payments Association of Namibia and several commercial banks of colluding in price-fixing activities related to card transaction fees. According to the commission, the banks, which are competitors in the market, allegedly colluded with PAN to collectively set interchange fees, a practice deemed anti-competitive and prohibited by law. Here's the NACC spokesperson Dina Govases with more details.
The commission found that the relevant provisions of Part 1 of the Namibian Act have been infringed by this conduct, more especially Section 23(1), Rate of Section 23(2A), and Section 23A, based on the multilateral agreement through the PAN to fix the interchange fees. However, at this point in time, it is important to note that no final decision has been made, and the Commission wishes to invoke the process contemplated by Section 36 of the Competition Act and afford the affected undertakings an opportunity to make written submissions and oral representations to the Commission.
The Comas Regional Council has signed a work plan with the delegation from the Jiangsu province of China. The plan focuses on essential priority areas including science, tech, education, culture, sport, health, trade and investment, agriculture, environment protection, tourism and human resources, in line with the existing twinning partnership. Governor of the Comas region, Laura McLeod Kashirwa.
The five-year work plan is aimed at targeting the priorities areas of our operation. We also urge those leading agents in our existing sectoral partnership in the field of health, for example, education, make the fruit of their ties and partnership more visible, alive and tangible to motivate the others to emulate these very good examples. We as the politicians have done our work in signing these agreements. Now we are asking the administrators for them to avoid us losing the lively connection between where we are now and where we would be in the future.
To South Africa, where the Institute of Race Relations says it's encouraged that President Cyril Ramaphosa will consider its objections to the expropriation bill. The bill, which was recently passed in Parliament, allows for expropriation for public purposes in the public interest. The Institute's campaign manager, Makone Maya.
In our petition to the President, we actually raise inadequate and insufficient public participation as the grounds on which the bill is unconstitutional. But we also point to the content of the bill and how the inconsistencies within the bill makes the bill unconstitutional.
The U.S. State Department's annual report on human rights notes allegations of war crimes by Israel, Hamas, and other Palestinian militant groups. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the abuse included the killings, torture, abductions, and sexual violence.
Standing up for freedom and human rights is simply the right thing to do. But defending and promoting these inalienable and universal rights is also profoundly in our national interest. The report that we're putting out presents a factual, systematic account of human rights records across nearly 200 countries and territories. Each one is held to the same standard.
And finally, the One Economy Foundation's Be Free movement will host a constructive masculinity workshop on 26 April 2024. Karina Ita, head of programs at One Economy Foundation, says the workshop aims to engage diverse stakeholders and raise awareness about the importance of healthy masculinities in dismantling patriarchal norms.
The Be Free movement has been a significant game changer in creating safe spaces for open and honest youth dialogues. The need to redefine and promote healthier expressions of masculinity is crucial for fostering gender equality and promoting positive societal change. To address this, Be Free plans to host a national workshop focused on constructive masculinity. We're going to have a lot of exciting activities, panel discussions, we'll have some keynote speeches, we'll have innovative engagements, as well as at least an hour and a half of networking and collaboration sessions.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.